But now we're going to talk about the new restrictions on night flights at Dublin Airport, with Bord Pleanála's draft decision to manage night flights at Dublin Airport through a noise quota. And they're extending the hours, but effectively, because of the noise quota, effectively limiting night flights to 36 a night. Now, this draft decision has been welcomed with some reservations by local campaigners, among them Breffni Connaughty from The Ward in North County Dublin. He lives underneath the North Runway flight path, and he's been speaking to our reporter, Ethna Dodd.
It doesn't address all our concerns. The flight path still remain the single biggest issue for many of the local residents in the area. But what it at least done is allowed some room for manoeuvrability on this issue. One of the disappointing aspects of On Bord Pleanála's proposal is to increase the hours of operation from the North Runway from 6 a.m. until midnight. As anybody will tell you, once you're awake at 6 o'clock in the morning, it's going to be impossible to go back to sleep. So as it currently stands, 7 o'clock was difficult. Six is going to be a bit of a struggle when those planes are coming out, and they do hammer hard early in the morning. I've three young kids. They go to the local school and they can't escape noise.
What would you say to someone who's worried that measures like these being imposed on the airport will increase the price of their flights?
If the price of a flight does go up by a few euro, it's not a fraction of the cost that people are having to pay for fuel, for tolls, for car park charges when they're being forced to leave their homes in Cork or Galway and fly out of Dublin.
And that was Breffni Connaughty talking to Ethna Dodd. And let's talk now to Ellie Donnelly, senior business reporter with the Business Post. And this whole issue of passenger cap at Dublin Airport certainly getting a lot of political attention and a big issue for locals, Ellie Donnelly. Explain to us the Bord Pleanála draft ruling on nighttime flights and what it means.
Morning. Yes, in its draft decision released on Tuesday, On Bord Pleanála has proposed the removal of the cap on the number of flights permitted between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. and its replacement with an annual nighttime noise quota between 11:30 p.m. and 6 a.m. It will also allow for flights to take off and land from the North Runway for an additional 2 hours from 11 p.m. to midnight and between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. Now, On Bord Pleanála has also proposed a condition that there should be a limit of 13,000 flights between 11 p.m. and 6:59 a.m. per year, with a cap of 9,100 flights a night during the summer period, during that busy holiday season. Mm-hmm. Now, 13,000 flights over a year, this works out at around 36 flights a night, and it would be a major decrease from the more than 36,000 nighttime flights that were taking place over those hours in 2023. And just to stress again, this is a draft decision and it is available for submissions and observations until December 23rd.
And from what we've heard from the DAA and some of the major airlines, what kind of reaction can we expect from them?
So on Wednesday, the DAA said that having reviewed the draft decision and reports, there appear to be some significant contradictions and it considers this draft decision does not reflect what was intended from the process. The DAA said that as it stands, the decision would be a backward step that will significantly impact aviation and passenger numbers at Dublin Airport. It went on to say that the noise quota was proposed to replace a previous blunt movement cap imposed by a 2007 planning condition. However, it said it appears from the draft decision that On Bord Pleanála has proposed a new noise quota and also imposed an overall restriction on the number of nighttime flights that would be permitted, which it said would be significantly lower than the 2007 planning condition. The DAA said that this would reduce nighttime flights by over 60% and have significant impact for implications for passengers and airlines, as well as freight operations. As of yet, we have not heard from the airlines operating at Dublin Airport regarding the decision. However, the DAA's proposals around nighttime flights have previously been supported by airlines, including Aer Lingus and Ryanair, who've claimed that a restriction on nighttime flights could damage competitiveness and connectivity at Dublin Airport.
So as we heard there from Breffni Connaughty talking to Ethna Dodd, with some reservations, residents are welcoming what is an effective reduction in night flights, but they're also saying, look, that flight path remains and they're still having to deal with the noise levels.
Absolutely, yes. Some local residents living in the path of the nighttime flights in Fingal and Meath have hailed this draft decision as a victory for their campaign, but there's certainly more to come in this regard.
Yes, but the question, I suppose, then nationally And Breffni Connolly saying, well, prices may have to rise by a few euro. Michael O'Leary has been warning about price rises that would be much more than a few euro. Do the restrictions mean it's going to be more expensive to get on and off this island this winter?
I think it's too early to say yet. And when you refer to Michael O'Leary there, he's talking specifically about that 32 million passenger cap, which obviously is in the news a lot at the moment. And has said on numerous occasions that flights, particularly around peak periods, Christmas times, could rise by quite a lot. He's claimed that tickets could be as much as 500 euro one way between Dublin and London over that Christmas period. But that is referring to the annual cap of 32 million passengers at Dublin Airport.
So it's complicated stuff, but we can expect to be hearing a lot more about this in the months ahead, especially if there's an election in the offing.
We certainly can, yes.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us with that. That's Ellie Donnelly, Senior Business Reporter with the Business Post. And we'll be back with the business news after this break.